Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com and DatingFire.com. If you're in a relationship with a man, you might be wondering, well, what are the stages of a relationship? What are the different phases you go through to create a relationship? Well, you want to know where you stand with this guy, right? Well, there are four stages you go through in every relationship to get serious, and you definitely want to be able to recognize each one of them as you go through them. So what are the stages of a relationship? That's what we're talking about today. The reason you need to know what those stages are is because you need to know what stage you're in so you can plan accordingly, right? If you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going, and you don't want to make the mistake of thinking you're in a more advanced stage or maybe further along on this path and make a mistake and screw it up, right? Because the biggest mistake you can make is to think you're further along than you actually are. Many women do this and end up ruining the relationship because they assumed the relationship was more serious than it actually was. I'm going to help you avoid that mistake right here and right now. Now keep in mind that different couples will spend more or less time in each of the stages I'm talking about. There's no right or wrong. There's only your experience. But generally speaking, you should never rush any of the stages. Don't hurry it along. Because the more time you take with each one of them, the more likely you will make it to the next one. Don't try to map these to the zodiac, what your fortune teller told you, or any other method. You should always be using your rational mind as much as you can during the process of romance. Relationships already have far too much emotion in them, and you have to balance that out with some smarts. Something else to remember is that even if you don't recognize all the stages, you still go through them. Even if they don't seem to have a hard boundary that tells you you've entered one phase and left another one. So let's start right off with stage number one, hearts and romance. This is the romance stage of the relationship. Everybody knows this one, right? Every single relationship goes through this phase. Some even call this the honeymoon stage because it's that early part where everything is just amazing between you and him. And somewhere inside, we recognize it can't last. It can still be fresh and fun, but it can't be quite this passionate forever. It starts out a bit awkward and then gets pretty hot and heavy, right? This is also the highest energy part of the relationship. This is where things are dialed up to 11 in every way. Your emotions run high. Your excitement runs high. You feel like you're floating on clouds. Everything in life seems brighter and more vivid. Your emotions also seem more volatile. It feels like you're on some kind of drug, and you know what? You actually are. You're high on love 24/7. This is the stage where love hormones start to cement the feelings of bonding between you and your loved one. And there are a bunch of these hormones at work in your brain. Just to name a few, oxytocin, adrenaline, vasopressin, testosterone, estrogen, serotonin, dopamine. I could probably go on, but you get the point. It's quite busy in that brain of yours when you're in the throes of romance. The reason for all those chemicals in your brain is so that you will form a long-lasting bond with him, lasting long enough for you to mate and have children. Of course, this is the biological response, not the intellectual response you might have thought was going on, right? We tend to think that love happens in our thoughts, but it doesn't. It happens in our emotions and our body chemistry. The biggest mistake that couples make is to think that they have conscious control over the beginning stages of romance. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we are really only paying attention to warning signs when they come up. That's how we typically focus on relationships this way. It's very rare that either the man or woman are looking at the red flags or evaluating the relationship based on what they really want. Most of the start of a relationship is on autopilot, and that's why this stage is so very dangerous. If you don't take a conscious step to really think about what's going on in the relationship, it's very likely you're going to find yourself in love with somebody that may not be a very good fit, and you're going to feel trapped. Here are some of the other characteristics of this particular stage. You almost always want to see them or be around them. The first order of business is always lust. You feel constantly driven to your sexual desires with him. Chemistry reigns supreme. All you ever want to do is see each other and touch each other and, well, you know, which of course re-triggers all those love chemicals in your brain, making you more attached and wanting it more. So watch out for those feelings of withdrawal in between. When you cycle up and down like this, it's exactly like being addicted to a drug and not being able to get enough. There's also positive focus. This is another characteristic. If you're completely focused on how great they are for you, very little of your time is spent looking at the differences between you. You will ignore their flaws, and pretty much all you can see are the good things about the relationship. During this stage, you are highly sensitive to him pulling away from you or becoming distant in a way, and it throws you into panic mode. You have to watch out for this because you might wind up being stuck in a relationship you really don't want to be in. You'll find you're more concerned with not losing this guy instead of whether or not he's the right guy in the first place. That's dangerous. You don't fight, and it seems like this means you must be meant to be together, right? Well, the reality is that you will be avoiding conflict during the early stages of romance. We try not to fight so that we can see if there's potential for the romance to grow. We want to make this thing work, right? It's like watering a plant. We pay so much more attention to it at the early stages. But this is very unrealistic and unsustainable. Every relationship has to land on solid ground eventually. This love and romance stage of the relationship typically lasts about 3 months. But the afterglow of a really powerful physical connection can last for a couple of years even. The interesting thing is that many people find themselves married before they even get to the next stage. Every relationship has to wake up and smell the reality of connecting meaningfully. Stage 1B, I call this kind of like a sub-stage, is that things are now officially sexy. Yeah, that's the place where you actually have sex, you start to forge this sexual relationship between you. It's a pretty important stage of the relationship, and I have to point it out. I want to note here that I don't usually address any relationships that function on being abstinent until you get married, you know, I mean, waiting until you get married. It's just, I hesitate to talk about that situation at all because, number one, it's not really one that's very realistic. I hate to say this. If you happen to have adopted a religion where this is important to you, by all means, respect that for yourself. But the reality is, if it ever was, it's simply not realistic these days. It's nearly impossible to keep moving forward with a relationship without having some kind of sexual contact between you. When you have sex, you change the nature of the relationship for good. As a matter of fact, most of those love chemicals from stage one get released in your brain before, during, and after sex. This is a pretty big decision point, as you've committed to a certain level of physical intimacy that you can never really turn back from. The real mistake, though, would be to go here too soon, to jump into bed too soon. You got to be sure you're ready to take this step with somebody. Make sure you have at least a basic understanding of where they want to go with this relationship, because jumping into bed with someone is not how you force a relationship towards commitment. In fact, not knowing how to handle this stage can often push you into an early breakup. Now let's go back to the next serious stage, or the next legitimate stage, stage two of a relationship, the bubble pops. This is probably the hardest phase of love for most couples to make it through. This is the disillusionment stage. This is when you start seeing the flaws in the relationship. It usually starts to happen when you get used to the regular sex, the physical affection, and you just start to get used to it all, right? When the power of those love chemicals starts to wane, you start to regain control of your rational mind. The only problem is, if you find flaws that are really big with a relationship, you're now addicted to this person, and they may be addicted to you, cementing you into a relationship that shouldn't last. This stage is also called the disappointment stage. We feel a certain level of disappointment that the relationship can't maintain the high that it started with, right? And this stage can take about a year for most couples. They spend most of the time working through their differences. They may also be working on their communication if they're a relatively mature people, right? If they're not mature, they just keep fighting until they break up. And the unfortunate side effect is when they break up and can only blame it on the other person, carrying their differences into the next relationship again and again, and those problems that they carry with them. To make it through this stage and into the next stage requires you to really communicate and work through your issues. But even then, some couples can fight like cats and dogs and still stay together. Good relationships have their challenges, but if you're communicating with integrity, they're not that difficult. That's a little quote of mine I would like to leave with you. Here's a challenge, though, in this particular phase of the disillusionment phase. Again, a big mistake most couples make is trying to avoid conflict. Conflict is necessary as a catalyst for driving the relationship deeper. When we work through our arguments constructively, we create a pattern of reliable connection with our partner. we create a pattern of reliable connection with our partner, which then makes us feel even safer in their presence. This is especially true for men who really need a sense of safety in order to connect with a woman, which, by the way, is all guys. Remember, avoiding disagreement points back to your insecurities, not a weakness in the relationship. Let me say that again. Avoiding disagreement points back to your insecurities, not a weakness within the relationship. It's not a healthy relationship if you can't handle conflict within it. Without an understanding that conflict is necessary, you will contemplate breakups and divorce for quite a while, mistaking this for a lack of compatibility. Challenge number two of this phase is making mountains out of molehills. Something else that many couples do is they mistake the small stuff that they disagree about for being big stuff. Most of the things that you argue about aren't even all that important in the big picture. But the fact is that you're even arguing at all, well, that starts to shake you up, and it challenges your ideas about what the relationship should be. Arguments are part of relationships. Now, I've got other challenges. I can't cover the entire article here in the podcast. As always, make sure you go on over to datingfire.com. Go check out the article on the site. Let's jump to stage number three, which is steady the boat. If you can make it through the challenges of disillusionment, you're now ready to steady your boat. This is the time you will build your stability for the years to come. If you manage to keep seeing each other and still feel attracted to each other while you mostly get past your disagreements, you are in the stabilizing phase. That's what I mean by steady the boat. You're stabilizing your relationship. In fact, this is really the home stretch. It simply requires you to continue to work on your trust, your communication, and maturing the relationship through this phase. The first challenge you'll have to steadying your boat and getting past the disillusionment and the arguments is wanderlust. This is a challenge in all the stages, but it actually shows up here typically first. If you've been able to make things work this far, sometimes you find that the calmness almost seems boring. You may mistake the pleasant peace you have for boredom. Many of the cultures based on media and entertainment, the modern world, I guess you'd call it, find that they believe that love should be like a romantic comedy movie. All excitement and adventure all the time. Nothing ever gets ordinary. And so when they find themselves at peace or relaxed in a relationship, they start to wonder what's wrong. And then their eye starts to wander as they wonder where that fantastic sexual excitement disappeared to, never realizing that it's now time to deepen the relationship. Wanderlust is when we start looking around for something new to feel that sense of excitement again. Now, there is a counterpoint to this wanderlust. You also realize you have to go through all that work all over again with somebody new. And that balances out the need to stray. As long as you keep the communication and connection close to both of your hearts, this isn't a problem generally. The second challenge in this phase is, now that the chase is over, things seem more ordinary. You know, the relationship might seem even kind of routine. You start to see more peaks of the real person underneath. You spend more time together doing less. You start to feel much more comfortable together. And that, of course, feels that resultant loss of excitement. Now, this is not to say that the routine is all bad. It feels really good to get to a place where you don't have to ride the roller coaster of romance all the time, up and down, up and down. And again, most mature couples figure this out for themselves. If you're young or not all that mature, you might find yourself needing to jump back out into the dating market once again. Now, these challenges are often offset by a sense of steadiness between you and the fact that you have an investment in each other that is now starting to pay off. You have shared history and proven that you have at least some of what it takes to make a long-term relationship work together. If you can look at your relationship objectively and feel happy, fairly safe and loved, well, you're probably in a really good spot. The final stage, stage number four, is long-term commitment and partnership. This is the last stage of a relationship. It's when you have fully matured your feelings and communication into a healthy long-term relationship. Now, this doesn't mean that the challenges are over, not by a long shot. Very few people ever make it this far in a relationship. Even if they get married, they don't really ever get to long-term commitment. Yeah, that's right. Just getting married doesn't mean you're committed. It just means you went and got a piece of paper that said you'd try to commit to each other. Does that shock you? Again, we assume that if a couple has been together for a long period of time, well, that means they must have figured something out. We tend to idealize other people's relationships and not so much with our own. Well, guess what? Not really. Just because they've been together for a long time doesn't mean anything. It just means they figure out how to stay together in spite of things that aren't working out. Even if the divorce rate never climbs again, it's not reassuring to know that less than one in two relationships, marriages, stands a chance of lasting. As a comedian once said, would you ever do anything that has that potential for complete heartache, heartbreak, and misery, knowing that you had a 50-50 chance? Imagine if your skydiving instructor told you, you know what? Parachutes only open about half the time. You still want to get on that plane? The reason that relationships don't work out have nothing to do with probability. You're not really flipping a coin in a relationship. The ones that didn't work out, they didn't flip a coin. What they didn't do was they failed to grow. They simply couldn't find it within themselves to keep the relationship alive and vibrant by keeping themselves alive and vibrant. Instead, what most people do is they use relationships as an excuse to stop changing and settle into a complete rut. Look, the magical ingredient for passionate love is desire. Desire is the force that moves a man to overcome himself and his limitations to get you. Desire is what makes him chase you. Desire makes some guys get down on their hands and knees to beg for your forgiveness when he's done something wrong. Desire makes him commit to a woman instead of just ignoring her or calling her when he finds it convenient. Interestingly, most women don't know how to create desire in a man. And it's not even regular desire that you want. You really need him to feel irresistible desire for you. When he feels that irresistible urge, he will cross any ocean, move any mountain, do anything to win your love. Do you know how to create that kind of desire in a man? If you don't, that should be what you're doing right now. Work on that above all else. I can show you how to do that. Go on over to datingfire.com/irresistible. That's datingfire.com/irresistible. I'll show you exactly how to be that irresistible to a man so that he does stick around and make that kind of a relationship with you, the kind that you can make it all the way through all four stages and create something special, something that lasts forever. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingfire.com/irresistible. Go on over and check that out. I'll be talking again soon. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.